God's love is
Love Talk Radio.
These are the medicines. If love is a medicine that will cure you today, these are the medicines. If love is a medicine that will cure you today, these are the medicines. That love is a medicine that we carry today. Jesus, a medicine. That love is a medicine that we carry today. Jesus, a medicine. If love is a medicine that we carry today. Jesus, a medicine. If love is a medicine that will cure you, Jesus, a medicine. If love is a medicine that will cure you today, Jesus, a medicine. God's love is a medicine that will cure you today. Jesus, a medicine. If love is a medicine that we carry today. Jesus, a medicine. God's love is a medicine that we carry today. Jesus, a medicine. If love is a medicine that we carry today, Jesus, a medicine. That love is a medicine that we carry today, Jesus, a medicine. That love is a medicine that we carry today. Jesus, a medicine. God's love is a medicine that we carry today. Jesus, the medicine. God's love is a medicine that we carry today. Jesus, the medicine. If love is the medicine that we carry today, Jesus, the medicine. God's love is the medicine that we carry today. Jesus, the medicine. God's love is the medicine that we carry today. Jesus, a medicine. His name is higher than every other name. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. His name is higher than every other name. His name is Jesus, His name is Lord. We are expecting Jesus, we are expecting Jesus. We are expecting Jesus, we don't know when He shall come. He may come in the morning, He may come. In the evening, He may come in the day. We don't know when He shall come. We are expecting Jesus. We are expecting Jesus. We are expecting Jesus. We don't know when He shall come. Don't be tired of your work. Don't be tired in praying. Don't be tired in singing. We don't know when it shall come. We are expecting Jesus. We are expecting Jesus. We are expecting Jesus. We don't know when he shall come. Don't be tired in Jehovah. Don't be tired in praying. Don't be tired in singing. We don't know when he shall come. Magnify the Lord with me, exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me, exalt the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me, exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me, exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for you are holy, and forever you are God, and forever you are God. We thank you, Lord, for you are holy, and forever you are God, and forever you are God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And forever you are God, and forever you are God. We praise you, Lord, for you are holy. And forever you are God, and forever you are God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And forever you are God, and forever you are God. We praise you, Lord, for you are holy. And forever you are God, and forever you are God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And forever you are God, and forever you are God. We praise you, Lord, for you are holy. And forever you are God, and forever you are God. We worship you for you are holy. And forever you are God, and forever you are God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And forever you are God, and forever you are God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And forever you are God, and forever you are God. We praise you, Lord, for you are holy. And forever you are God, and forever you are God. We thank you, Lord, for you are holy. And forever you are God. Hallelujah, ah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are God, and forever you are God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And forever you are God. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for you are holy. And forever you are God. Forever you are God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm forever, you are God. I'm forever, you are God. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm forever, you are God. Giving glory to thy Lord, he reigns. Giving glory to our God, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Giving glory to our God, he reigns. Adoration, adoration to our God. He reigns, he reigns, adoration to our God. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Adoration, adoration to our God. Adoration, giving glory to our God. He reigns, he reigns, giving glory to our God. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Giving glory to our God, he reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're giving praise. We welcome you, Jesus. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Love, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Take preeminence in our fellowship today. In your word and in the praise and worship, God, have your way. And bless everyone today, as many that are watching and participating by phone, by social media, Facebook, Twitter, link, and all the rest media. You are all welcome in the name of Jesus. God be with you all and strengthen you and uphold you with his right hand of righteousness. In Jesus' name, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that arises against his judgment is condemned. In the name of Jesus Christ, in you is the hope of glory. We give him praise, honor, and adoration for bringing us thus far. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, the Prince of Peace and the Lord of Lords. Have your way, have your way, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord, have your way. Oh, Lord, have your way. Yes, God is having his way today. We thank God for bringing us thus far by his grace, by his anointing, by his favor. We give him glory for all that he's doing. Yes, today we're going to be sharing agape love. We are still on love because this is very important. And as we approach Valentine's Day, we want to make it clear that Valentine's Day is not what people think of it. You know, people think about worldly things, but we want to make you know that these are things that honor God. Let's bring God into everything. You know, it is good to praise the Lord, hallelujah. It is good to praise the Lord, hallelujah. It is good to praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. It's good to worship the Lord, hallelujah. It is good to praise the Lord, hallelujah. It's good to praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Agape love. Yes, we're going to be talking about agape love. And it is very important. We're talking about love because love is the answer to all the problems we have in this world today. If you love, if there is love, there will not be war, there will not be fighting, there will not be greed, there will not be selfishness. If there is love, there will not be hatred. And of course, you know that the opposite of love is hate. Jesus, give us a breakthrough. Open doors, open gates. Make a way now. Let there be a visitation from on high. Yes, Lord, let there be a visitation from on high in this broadcast today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If there is love, all the things that are happening today are not going to happen. Because you must hate people enough for you to carry guns, ammunition, and weapons of destruction, and carry jet bombers and jet fighters, and carry bombs to go and kill people in the name of war. You trying to take over other people's country. What is not yours, you say, look at China. They are already fighting over there. And then Russia is getting ready to start their own and all these things. If there is love, all these things won't be happening. There's no love. And when you talk about Valentine, it's about love of God, love, kindness, meekness, temperance, patience. If you look at the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter of the Bible talks about the love beareth all things. Love endures. Love is patient. Love does not seek its own. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, from verse 1 to the end. It's the love chapter of the Bible. And in the first verse there, it says, if I did this and did that, and speaking tongues and spiritual and this and that, and there is no love. It's just like a sounding symbol. And that is what is happening today. People are into leadership for selfish reasons. Selfishness and greed is what is killing the world today. One person wants to own everything to themselves. And I remember when the Nigerian Civil War started, and they were asking, why is war? Why is Nigerian Civil War? I was a young boy then. They said the East want to go so that they can have their own, and they will not be oppressed by the North. It's okay. It's okay to do that. But let God divide it. Let God answer it. All these fighting didn't gain anything. Destruction of life and property, nobody gained anything, you know. And then a Second World War came. He said, one person wants to rule the whole world, Adolf Hitler. And if he cannot rule the whole world, he will destroy the whole world. Did you create the world? You didn't create no world. Why will you destroy the whole world? And that was how people were plunged, the whole world was plunged into a Second World War. And then Saddam Hussein came and he said that he was going to take over Kuwait. And then he tried to manipulate. At the end of it, he himself died, you know, lost everything. And so on and so forth and so on and so forth. If there is love, people will not go and do all these things. You know, somebody gassing over 2 million Jews to death. If you love God and love human beings, you will not be thinking of gassing people to death. You will not be thinking of all this evil to be done. As I look at the news every day, I see all kind of things going on in the news. These are signs of the end, which Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24 and Matthew 25. Jesus spoke about all this already. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God in your life? The Lord commanded that we should love one another in this world. The Lord commanded that we should love one another in this world. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? In your life, you love the world and the things of this world. You love the world, all the things of this world, you love. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? In your life, you love the world and the things of the world you love. So the love of God is not even there. You know, the Lord commanded that we should love one another in this world. Where is the love of God? When people take care of pets, they love animals and dogs and cats. They love their pets more than fellow human beings. They can leave a whole business for a dog to live in it. And they put insurance, health insurance on the dog. And they love the dog so much, but that homeless person in the street can't be treated that way. The homeless person in the street cannot be given all that love that is being given to a pet, a dog, a cat. I was told of somebody who willed her bank account and her estate to her cat, you know, willed those things to a dog, an animal. The human being you saw, you have not been able to love the human being you saw, but you say you love God. There's no love of God if you love animals and dogs and pets. You love the cat, you love the dog more than a fellow human being. There's no love in you. These are very serious matters, you know, and without love, where are we going? You know, in heaven, there is no hatred. In heaven, it's about love of God. The opposite of love is hate. The opposite of love is hate. Satan is the owner of hate because every good thing cometh from above. Every good thing cometh from God. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, love, and peace, and all the good things of life cometh from above. Now, hatred came from Satan. Satan is the owner of hatred. The owner, he came to steal, to kill, to destroy, but Jesus came to live life and life more abundantly. So when we talk about hatred did not come from God. It came from Satan. Satan is the owner of hate. So if you still have hatred in your heart, then you need to get right with God. King David said in Psalm 66:18, he said, if I hide iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. See, unforgiveness, hatred, and malice, lack of love. You have all these things in your heart, and then you are praying. How will God answer? God is not going to answer those prayers. You see, Psalm 66:18. If I hide iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. See, that's why we are touching all these points. There should be love. The love of God that passes every human understanding. The love of God is what the world needs today. The world does not need war. No, war is not from God. The devil is the owner of war. The devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy. So when you see people advocating for war, you know, they want to go and fight, they want to go and bomb, they want to go and throw missiles. They want to go and use submarine. They want to go and take over other people's nation. And of course, that is what caused the First World War, because everybody is trying to take over nation. And as they were doing that, there was clash. And then the problem started. And then that was how First World War came about. The First Corinthians 13, the love does not seek its own. Love is kindness. Love is temperance. Love beareth all things. Love helps, ministers to people's needs. Love is the answer to all the problems. God is love. And he that loveth not is not of God. Love is not for sale. Bring to the soul money and you get love. You don't sell love. We pray God to reach out to everyone today. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has kept for his people. God has kept so much for us in his kingdom. And we should be working to get over the edge. We should not be working, you know, just for this world. The world and its elements shall melt away with the fervent heat. Only what is done for Christ shall remain. Only what is done for God shall remain. The world and all its elements shall pass away. And only what is done for the Lord Jesus Christ shall remain. You know, love is blind to color. When you see racism today, racism, tribalism, you know, sectionalism, these are evidence that there is hatred. There's no love there. You hate people because of their color. You hate people because of where they came from. God is not like that. God loves everybody. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God so loved that he gave. God is love. He's so loved. And you are not going to be practicing hatred, you know, racial discrimination, all those things. Tribalism, you are not from my country, so I don't love you. You are black, so I hate you. You are white, so I hate you. All those things are not from God. People should repent of all those. He doesn't show love when you are sectional. You are one-sided. And you don't allow God to rule in your life. Love is blind to all these things. If you love, you will not think about the color of the person, whether it's black or white or green or yellow. If you love, you will not be sectional. You will not be tribalistic, tribalism. See, you are not from my tribe, so I don't need you. I don't love you. See, that is hatred. And these are things that God himself does not want in our lives. The fruit of the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit. That is the fruit of the Spirit. Love is the fruit of the Spirit. The devil can't imitate that at all. The devil can duplicate the gifts. The devil can work miracles, signs, and wonders. The devil can prophesy. The devil can heal the sick. The devil can do so many things. But the devil cannot have the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. The devil can't have the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, joy, long-suffering, patience, kindness, meekness, temperance. Against us, there is no law. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Then you can smile. There is a purity. Everybody sing with me now. Turn it over. Turn your life over. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Then you can smile. The rest of your days, when your life is filled with problems, turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Then you can smile. The rest of your days, when your life is filled with problems, turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Then you can smile. The rest of your day. Everybody sing with me now. Turn it over. Turn your life over, turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus, then you can. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. Yes. Jesus said to Peter, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, yes. Then Jesus said, keep my commandment. Peter, do you love me? Peter said, yes. He feed my sheep. John chapter 21, verse 17 to the end. John chapter 21, verse 17 to the end. If you love me, keep my commandment. Jesus, that's what Jesus was saying. If you love God, keep the commandments of God. If you love Jesus, keep the commandments of Jesus. If you love the Holy Spirit, keep the commandments of God, because when you disobey, then it shows that you don't have love for the Master. Love is the sign that you are in touch, you are in the relationship. You know, look at the type of relationship between David and Jonathan. David and Jonathan kind of love. Find that in 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 3. 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 3. The type of love David and Jonathan had for one another. They so love themselves, and that's what it should be. You know, Jonathan, this is Jonathan, this is David. They so love themselves that they even protect each other. You know, Jonathan acted as a covering for David, made sure David was not killed or timely. Saul, the father of Jonathan, did not come against David. And Jonathan was even helping David to escape from danger. And all that stuff, that's the type of love we're talking about. It's not the love of going to stand in the street corner and be waiting for men to come and carry you home. That's not the love we are talking about. And when you misinterpret, Valentine's Day to mean prostitution, That is where you miss it. Valentine's Day is not prostitution. Valentine's Day is not going to stand by the roadside waiting for men to come and carry you home. That's not Valentine's Day. That's prostitution. That's halotism. And all those things have consequences. They have consequences. People get caught up with diseases. AIDS enter their body and kill them. It's not only virus that is killing. No, when you go and carry AIDS and carry venereal disease, you say you are doing a Valentine. And then you go and carry venereal disease. You go and carry AIDS. And you die. Nobody will be blamed. No. So loving people doesn't have to be on a particular day. You can love anytime. You can love any day. Love is all year round. You don't have to say, when it is Valentine's Day, that's when I'm going to love. A lot of people behave like that. Say, it is Christmas time. Let us be happy. It is New Year Day. Let us rejoice. Rejoice again and again, I say rejoice. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So we rejoice daily. We pray daily. It is Sunday, so let us pray. You know, you pray daily. Let us praise God. You want to choose a day for praising God? You can praise God every day, anytime, any place, anywhere. You know? And everything has advantages and disadvantages. Now, when this coronavirus came and there was all this lockdown and all these regulations, and don't go out, don't go anywhere, stay in your home. For the first time, people stayed at home and they found out they could pray at home, they can read the Bible at home, they can even worship God at home. That's a big lesson. That's not a permanent arrangement. It's not a permanent arrangement, but you now know that you can praise God even in your home. You can worship God. You can pray. You can read your Bible. You can communicate with God right from your home, from inside the car, from your working place, from your business place. You know, so we were able to realize all those things. So you don't restrict God. Say, this is February 14th, so it's a day of love, so we love. So, are you going to love only on February 14th? You can't love. You can't love only on February 14th. You got to love every day and every time. Got to love daily, just like you pray daily, just like you praise God daily, just like you do every other thing daily. So relating with God and loving God is on a daily basis. Every day, every time, we are communing with God, we are relating with Him, we are connecting with Him, we are walking with Him. We are moving with Him. We are doing things with Him. That's what it's all about. How dare you say, I will love God, I will love people on the 14th of February. we love people on the 14th of February. No, God didn't say you love on the 14th of February. Love is a daily activity, something we do every time, anywhere, anytime. We can love, you know. And I go around, you see broken homes, broken families, broken relationships. Why is it like that? So much broken homes, so much divorce, so much quarrel, so much fighting in the house, domestic violence, because there is no love. when Jesus in the family, happy, happy home. Happy, happy home. Happy, happy home. When Jesus in the family, happy, happy home. Happy, happy home. Jesus is love. So when Jesus is in his family, it's a happy, happy home. When Jesus is in a home, it's a happy, happy home. But when there is no Jesus, there's no spirit, there's no prayer, there's no word of God, the love of God will go away. There's no love. And when there's no love, hatred will come in, quarreling and fighting, dispute. And that's why there are so many broken homes, broken families, broken relations, broken, you know, and people are separated. The love is not there anymore. And it is causing problems. Because when it is like that, they are moving towards lesbian. So many lesbian, woman to woman, and not man to woman. God did not ordain that we should do lesbian. Lesbian is not from God. God did not arrange that those are sexual perversion, men with men, women with women. Those are sexual perversion. You don't have to. Sodom and Gomorrah did all these things, and God punished them. Genesis chapter 18, God was angry with the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. They perverted everything, sexual perversion, inordinate ambition, sexual promiscuity, men with men and women with women. No, those are abominations. Bible called them abominable. And then in Revelation 21 verse 8, it says those who lie and fear adulterous nation and the abominable, the fearful, they shall have their part in the lake of fire. Abominable. They are doing abominations, abominable things, strange things, things that, you know, animals will not do. You will see a male dog having an affair with another male dog. You will see a female cat having an affair with another female cat. See? Even animals don't do that. But human beings have condescended. You know, we are praying for forgiveness. God, you have mercy. If God gets angry, Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because of sexual promiscuity, inordinate ambition, and they weren't just doing the will of God at all. They were doing their own thing. And God was angry with them. And Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. Only Lot and his wife escaped. But even then, Lot's wife was looking back. This looking back is another thing we need to be careful with. He that puts his hand on the plow and look at that, it's not fit for the kingdom. When Moses led the Israelites from Egypt on their way to the land of promise, many of them were able to suggest to Moses, why are we bothered about going to the land of promise? Let's go back to Egypt. See, people want to backslide. People want to fall away. People want to go away from God. They don't know the danger. See, you put your hands on the plow. And then you look back, say you are not fit for the kingdom of God. Why will you backslide and fall away from God and begin to worship idols and worship human beings and worship other things other than God? God is a jealous God. and his glory will he not share with anyone. He will never share glory with anyone. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You don't take the glory of God. When you take the glory of God, God will be angry with you. Look at Nebuchadnezzar. God gave Nebuchadnezzar power and authority to rule the world of his day. And Nebuchadnezzar became proud and arrogant, disobeyed God, mocked the God of Israel. And God mined him with madness and pushed him into the forest, in the woods. For 7 years, he was living with animals because he was proud. He thought he had achieved everything. And many people are still like that today. Proud and arrogant. God is calling us to humility. He said, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. To the humble, when you are humble. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. He will lift you up. He will lift you up. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Don't lift yourself up. Don't promote yourself. Don't upgrade yourself. You know, don't be proud and arrogant before God. Let God promote you. Let God uplift you. Let God upgrade you. Let God lift you to the next level. See? So when people are proud and arrogant, and that's what the devil did in heaven. The devil was in heaven serving God. The archangel was the archangel, and he desired the worship of God. He was Lucifer. He was not a devil originally. He was Lucifer. But when he coveted the worship of God, and God became angry with him, and Angel Michael was commissioned, he sent Lucifer packing. So he left heaven and came to this earth and continued his confusion in the Garden of Eden, deceived Adam and Eve, and made them to fall away from grace and all that happened, you know. But we thank God today. God is a good God. We welcome the woman of God, our honorable evangelist, Pastor Vanessa Ali.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Praise
God.
Yes,
yes,
about to you, woman of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. In the midst of all the hell that we go through, he's still a good God. And that's what we got to focus on. We can't focus on the devil and his work. We have to focus on God and his work. And sometimes, you know, you have to just get away. You have to get away and just focus on what you need to do for God. But God got to work for all of us, and the enemy is going to try to use everything he can to come against us. But we got to have a made up mind, and we have to say hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah anyhow. And that's what I decree and declare today. Hallelujah anyhow. God is with us. He's for us, and he's on our side. So no matter what we do, no matter where we go, he's with us and he's for us. So I'm going to just minister in music a couple of selections. Glory to God. I love this song because God loves it. Because he says, in all things, what does it say? Get thanks, but this is the will of God. His will is for us. In any situation we're in, no matter what it is, we can still give thanks to God because he's a good God. He's an awesome God. He's a majestic God. So we just thank the Lord today for his goodness. Amen. His faithfulness.
Amen.
Love. You know, this is the season, they call it Valentine's Day, the season of love. But we know that the love that the world is talking about is a fleshly love, is a temporary love, is not an agape love, the love that sticks through thick and thin, and then we try to take advantage of people, try to use people, and that's not love. So I just want to encourage you to, in everything you do, be thankful, as I mentioned in the song. Amen. We bless you, Lord. We worship you. We magnify your holy name.
Thank you, Lord.
But Father, we want to just give you thanks today. We want to stop and say, we're grateful, grateful. Just lift your hands to the Lord this morning and just tell him you're thankful. You're grateful for all that he's done for you and all that he will take you to. No matter where you are in life, you still got something to be thankful for. You woke up this morning. Glory to God. We're grateful, grateful, grateful. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Just give him the praise, give him the glory, give him the honor. He deserves it today. Gratefulness. 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 No matter where you are, right now, the situation that you're in, and the circumstance that you're going through, the Bible says, in all things, give thanks. But this is the will of God. So we thank you, Lord, that we can just praise you. We thank you, Lord, that we can worship you. We thank you, Lord, that we can honor you. We're grateful today, Lord. Gratefulness. Gratefulness. No matter how little, no matter how big, we're still grateful, Lord. We bless your holy name. Gratefulness. Is flowing from us. Hallelujah, gratefulness.
Gratefulness.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We're grateful today. Amen. 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 We got to learn to be grateful for everything that God has done in our lives. We got to learn to be grateful. We got to learn to thank him. And it's all about thanking God, because that's how we show that we're grateful, by what we do. You know, people can say thank you by words, but the Bible says faith without works is dead. And God wants us to love him. Not just by our words, but what we do, the time that we spend with him, the things that we do for him. You know, we can sit around all day and watch television or watch games and watch shows and all this, but do we ever get a chance to open up the Bible? Do we ever get a chance to go in a quiet place and just fellowship with the Lord? This is how we show our gratefulness. This is how we show we really want to know him and to do the things that please him. And I just pray that God will use us today to speak to other people who are trying to get that, go to that next level in God. I know that God loves us because he sent his only begotten son to die in our place, to give us eternal life. And for that, I'm always going to be thankful. And I just thank God today that you can just come boldly to the throne of grace, he says, for there you will find help in our time of need. Amen. I'm going to minister another selection. I feel Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Breathe.
covers. True love suffers wrong. So this world has the wrong idea of love. They don't, you know, we live in a microwave society where everybody wants everything right then and there, right now. But this is not the way God is. The Bible says one of the fruits of the Spirit is patience. God wants us to be patient with one another. God wants us to love one another truly. And not just in word. The Bible says don't love in word only. Because the Bible says faith without works is dead. We have to love by what we do, not by what we say. We don't want to, you know, and the first thing the devil wants to do in a relationship is bring division. And he'll use anybody he can to bring, even if you have to use your own children, your own family members, he wants to bring division. That's his goal, to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to bring division. So when you see a spirit of division coming into your relationship, it's the devil. So we just thank the Lord that we can learn to deal with one another and work with one another. You know, in the body of Christ, you're going to have different personalities, different things that's going to be going on, but God wants us to be able to continue to put up with one another. The Bible says that, to encourage one another. And I want to encourage you today. Your feelings will change. Feelings come and go. They're called emotions. If that means motion, means they're moving. They're moving all the time. Sometimes they're moving up. Sometimes they're moving down. Sometimes they're moving around. So emotions are not true love. People feel, oh, I don't feel like I love her anymore. I don't feel like I love him anymore. Well, love never had anything to do with feelings. Because the Bible says that it grieved God that he made man. That's a feeling. To grieve means your feeling. But he still put up with us. And true love, the agape love that God tells us to love each other with, is missing in this day and time. It's truly missing. As soon as a person offends you, you're ready to give up on them. You know, in the Bible, it talks about that you're going to be offended. It doesn't say if you're offended. It says you will be offended. Then it tells you don't be easily offended. You know, somebody can do one thing years ago and you're still hanging on to it. You're still upset and you're still mad. And you're still holding on to unforgiveness in your heart. You know, because people can put on a big air and seem like they're nice and happy on the outside. And they be around you and they treat you so sweet and nice, but inside they hate your guts. That's not true love. Love suffers long. Love is forgiving. Love bears all things. God, think about what we do on a daily basis. I know this morning I got up and I wasn't the best Christian I should be this morning, but I know that God still loves me no matter what. All I do is confess my sins and ask for forgiveness because guess what? I'm flesh. There's nothing good in this flesh. That's why we need the Holy Spirit to help us. So when the flesh starts to take over, we need God's Spirit to bring us back to where we belong in him. Because that's where we live, in him. We live. In him we breathe. In him we have our very being. It's all in God. We cannot do anything without him.
Amen.
So he forgives us. He looks beyond our faults. And he sees our needs. Glory to God. But also God is a God of wisdom. And when you do wrong, you will reap what you sow. The Bible says as long as the earth remains, seed, time, and harvest, day and night, cold and winter, it'll never end. So when you go around doing wicked things will happen to you. The Bible says Jesus Christ went around doing good. And sometimes when you go around doing good, people don't like you. They hate you because you're doing good. People try to take advantage of you when you try to do good. They try to use you. They try to abuse you. But that's when you go to God and you say, Lord, I love my brother. I love my sister anyway. And I know you got my back. But, Father, I thank you right now for your divine wisdom in this situation. We know we got to use wisdom. Because the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. We got to love each other, but we also too have to use wisdom. just because you're a Christian don't mean you have to let somebody just keep throwing dirt on you and keep throwing dirt on you and keep throwing dirt on you and you don't do anything about it. You got to put your feet down and mean business and tell them this is what you're going to do and this is what you're not going to do. Because God does that to us. He loves us, but he says, look, over there in Deuteronomy chapter 28, it says, this is what you're going to do, and when you do this, you're going to get blessings. But if you do this, you're going to get cursing. But he still loves us, but he gives us choices. Christians, we got to make sure we make the right choice. The Bible says, choose life. How do we choose life? The word of God is life. It says, this means everlasting life. They're taking the knowledge of me, the only true God. We got to learn to trust the Lord. We got to learn to get into that word. We got to learn to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. It means everlasting life. Choose life. Don't go down the wrong path like every other person in this whole world is doing. Having relationships without being married. Committing adultery when you're married and you have a relationship with another woman or another man, and you call yourself a Christian, or you call yourself a woman after God's own heart, or a man after God's own heart. No. Obedience is better than sacrifice. God doesn't want our sacrifice on Sunday to come and go to church, sing a couple of songs. No, he wants obedience. He wants our heart. He wants us to do those things that's pleasing in his son. That's true love. God is a God of justice, but he also is a God of love. And even though people say, well, how can God allow this and how can God allow that? God, he doesn't do anything bad because he's a good God. But when you do wrong, you allow the enemy to come into your life and give you the consequences that you get. It's not God giving it to you. You're giving it to yourself by being disobedient to the word of God. So I just want to encourage you today. Even though this Valentine's Day thing is about love, but it's mostly about, it's all selfish. A lot of selfishness, a lot of commercialization with giving flowers and chocolates and dinner and all this stuff like that. Nowhere do we put God into it, never. And who is the author of love? God. In the beginning, God created this world, this heaven and this earth. And the Bible tells me that God is love. So whatever we do, and if it doesn't have God in it, it doesn't have love in it. Because you can't have love without God, because he is love. God is love. I just want to encourage you today to put God in your life. Let him be the center of your life, the center of all the decisions you make, the center of all the things that you do, the center of all the things that you say. And even if you slip up and say the wrong thing, even if you slip up and do the wrong thing, what did I say? God is love. He forgives. He looks beyond your fault. And he sees that you really need him. Because we can't do. He said, without me, you can do nothing. And I'm going to turn right back over to Bishop Barakor. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, we thank God for that. Agape means sacrificial, expecting nothing in return. That is the type of love the Bible talks about. Today, they have misinterpreted love to be sexual perversion, sexual promiscuity, and they are all getting ready for all those things that God didn't want. You know, you love people by helping them, by ministering to their needs, praying for people, sending them greeting cards, send them flowers, you know, call them on the phone, pray with them, counsel with them. You know, there are various ways of demonstrating the love of God. Our prayer today is that the love of God should be in everyone's life, everyone's heart, the sacrificial agape love that God wants us to have should be even for our nation. Our world leaders should have the love of God in their hearts so that they will not be thinking about wars and fighting wars and killing and shooting and bombing. No, the love of God should be our portion. We pray God to bless his word into our hearts today. In Jesus' name, may we be doers of the word and not just hearers only. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Do you see our one more song before we land up? One more song?
Sure. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise in the name of Jesus.
Christ, we're going to stop here. We have another section tomorrow evening. Those who want to join us at Pastor Ali's Evangelism program, you can also call her number to get into her prayer line and enjoy what God is doing. God bless every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. We love you and Jesus loves you too. Felicia and I will say peace to you. Have a prosperous Valentine week with your family, husbands and wives, and people all over the world. Have a prosperous Valentine weekend in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Bye for now. Yeah. Tomorrow we have another. Yeah. God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.